This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going to start and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroka,
Josh!
And Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Sorry about that glitch at the beginning. I hope that didn't ruin the experience for you, because we've got a lot of time together for the next hour and a half. We love to talk to you, and we appreciate all the people that join us on the comments. If you are coming and joining us on our YouTube channel, please make sure you subscribe to it and hit the like button as well, because we are here most days sharing our wonderful voices and our beautiful faces with you on YouTube. And we have a very active commentary. They're here already. We're glad to have you, and a big part of the show. When you subscribe on YouTube and you join us for our YouTube presentation each and every day on our channel, you get to participate in the comments, and we pay a lot of attention to them. So if you're a frustrated comedian, if you're a political activist, if you're a hairy troll, it doesn't really matter. You can join us and pop into the comments and, go for it. And yes, hit the like button, Rolando. You're here almost every day. God bless you for that.
Remember when you used that as your air name, Harry Troll?
Harry Troll. There was another one I was going to come in here. I forgot what it was going to be. And it was really, really cool. But it's left my brain because I think I am overloaded today with a desire to vent and come in. And the greatest thing about what I do for a living is the fact that if there's something really, really bugging me, and especially if it's something that's a part of our pop culture, I can come in and bitch about it.
Yeah.
And I've done this before, by the way.
I used to think that as we've done this now for over 30 years together, Mike, that our brains are getting full. And I don't think that's the case. What I think it is our brains are reorganizing. They're constantly reorganizing. And obviously what's top of mind is more important to you than a funny name. So the funny name gets thrown out. It's not that you don't have room for it. It just doesn't measure up in quality. So don't fear that your brain is filling. I don't think it is.
I will tell you that one of the reasons I think that, for any program that it works is you have to have people with diverse opinions, people with diverse interests.
Outlooks.
If we all felt the same, it wouldn't be any fun. I do say this when I talk about sports, and I talk about sports a lot on this show, that I really, 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 in my heart of hearts, sometimes I really feel bad for Rob, because his dad was not that big a part of the picture. And so, and even if he was not a spectator sports guy, right?
You know, I don't know if Josh knows this, because Josh is a relatively recent addition. So Josh, I come from a broken home.
Did you know that, Josh?
Yeah. Oh, I did. In fact, but I do spend a lot of my time wondering about people who miss the passion of sports, that don't care.
It, having a 12-year-old now at my age running around, it is, I think a week ago, he came to me and said, Dak, Wilson Contreras of the Red Sox is in the Home Run Derby. I said, oh, they haven't had a guy in the Home Run Derby for a long time. We'll stay up late on Monday and we'll watch it. And that was the reason we were excited about it. I have watched it. I have not watched it. I have criticized it before. I have enjoyed it. There, to me, in all of sports, there are probably 5 to 6 things that happen that are special. You have knockouts in boxing. You have home runs in baseball.
The
you
designated
have touchdowns.
Hitter. I know you love that. Mike, you
One
mustn't feel bad
not,
for me.
You know, I do feel bad because you mock sports because you never... Yes, you do. Oh. You find it silly.
Mike, I don't mock it. I may minimize it. And here's the deal.
Yeah, you minimize it. Same thing as mocking.
You mustn't feel bad because... I've seen sports bring you joy, but I've also seen sports bring you much more heartache than joy.
But
that's the fun.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
The heartbreak, you don't appreciate it.
I'm devoid of that kind of heartbreak, you know?
You've always taken the path of least resistance, and if you're rooting for a particular team, you can't do that. Because if you really want
to
enjoy...
Do you mean the path of least resistance in all things in my life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Chalk it up. Yeah, you're right.
Now, sorry, pal.
You know what? I mean, when you're right, you're right.
I did have
my marriage. The marriage hasn't been great.
I did get to
You probably
a
worked
bit.
At that a little bit? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? Well, Mike, it's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
The first 10 years, I was on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Joe?
Oh, I was going to say, I did see a little bit of competitiveness with Rob.
He's competitive.
Games.
He wouldn't be on this show if he wasn't competitive. He loves the competition. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
But sports, and maybe it's the teamwork, is just the elusive part.
Yeah. Do you think I'm not a team guy?
Are you referring to the show?
No, I'm not referring to the show at all.
Because he's kind of a teammate in a big way, in my opinion.
One has to be on a team to acquire that path of least resistance because you require the other teammates to do the work. Otherwise, it's all on me. You don't think I can handle that, do you?
I don't have anything to say.
I'm just reading your mind is all.
I am just trying to understand the no interest in sports. And that's such a far concept to me.
I mean, for example, if I sit down, I can watch a football game, follow it, enjoy it, and it can be very exciting.
All right, however, you can watch it, you can follow it. The last part I don't believe to be true. That you can enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any care while you're watching it.
Well, I mean, do you have to care about something to enjoy it? You see, what I don't dig is, let's say that Jimmy Cerrito and a football team fly to Europe. And so your Sunday starts at 8 in the morning with a football game.
Really then cool for football fans.
Yep, then at 1 p.m. there's a football game.
Right.
And then at 4 p.m. there's a football game. And then... Yeah. You take time for dinner, and at 8 p.m. there's a football game.
Okay, I got to stop you right there.
So if you're so ravenous for football, are you going to give a whole day to it?
I stop you right there. I will say that it doesn't have to be like that. By the way, the NFL would like everybody to believe that every football fan will watch every game. Are there fans that'll do that? 100% there is. You know, I mean, it's really, really, really.
One of the things I've got against the NFL is the hold they have on our country.
We'll get to that. All right, let's not digress. And
I've gotten us off track. I'm sorry.
Well, you make it all about you, and I get it, and that's what I do too,
that's what we do as broadcasters.
Do on the team. Yeah, that's. Maybe he's not a team player because it's always about fucking him.
Well, I did trust you yesterday. Let's do a show talking about baseball without Rob.
Yes. You were placating me because what happened at the end of the show yesterday is I was caught flat-footed on the show because Rob, during his beautiful video segment, got a copy of an old commercial from an old radio station. And by the way, a radio station I competed against. And he played it. And then he said, I am doing an interview as a TMOS extra with the two guys that used to be on the morning show. And so the reason he had played the commercial was to promote that. And I didn't know what was going on. And I was confused. And then after the show, I was like frustrated that had happened.
Totally mishandled by me. I should not have done that.
I didn't lose. I literally did not lose any sleep over it. Sure. I hope you didn't either. It wasn't that big a deal. But it was confusing in the moment. And I was.
And I'll sleep tomorrow.
Josh, don't lie. You'll sleep during the show
afterwards,
like you normally do.
But afterwards, Josh was kind of reaching out and saying, I can.
Here's everything we're working on.
Here's what we're working on. This is what we're doing. And maybe you and I could do. Very, very thoughtful. Very thoughtful. You should try it sometime, Rob. It's really, really, it made me feel a lot
better.
Only
if it makes me feel better.
That's what I kind of think. I was thinking about that
beautiful video late last night. And Rob, what you set up is the setup failed you. By introducing it as like the greatest radio commercial
Well, it was the greatest radio commercial.
No, but here's the problem.
But it didn't belong
here.
I assumed you were
speaking to Mike's ego, and it was a Don and Mike commercial you were going to play.
Ah, with the chimpanzee.
Yeah, I thought, or the
well, that's not so much a radio commercial, Mike, as much as it is a story of survival.
It was interesting. Everybody should work with a chimp once in their lives. I was very blessed to do that.
Do you remember Carla Nash, I believe, or Charla Nash, I believe.
Charla Nash, who had her face ripped off.
Yeah, she's very brave.
She's dead.
Yes, she is. I don't think because of the chimp, though. I think it was under.
No, she passed away, though.
Yeah, it was. She passed away because she was a devout football fan.
So now that we've established
nothing,
back to the home run derby.
It's so hard to get back up to the energy I had. He's done it. He's taken it all out of me already.
We're
only 10 minutes into the show. I can ramp it back up again.
Of course, yes.
So in the world of sports, spectator sports, there are the wonderful championship games and regular season games, and that happens in all different sports. And if you're a fan, you're lucky enough, you get to maybe go to a live game, or you follow your team on TV, and it's fun. And then there are what I like to call the manufactured sport events. All-star games are
right.
One. Mm-hmm. Competitions outside of the chosen sport are other ones. They're made for TV. They might be a celebrity golf tournament.
The 6.5 hours leading up to the Super Bowl. That manufactured content.
That is, I hate it so much.
I know you do.
That I would say the last 10 Super Bowls, I do not watch one syllable, even when my team is playing in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because the game is all that matters to me, and I want to see the game.
This
I don't
is
care
why you never
about
see,
the bullshit.
This is why you never see Lee Greenwood in the parking lot. You skip it. Because that's the kind of thing they bring you in the pregame, which is absolute nonsense.
Well, Lee Greenwood has been prominently featured recently with the 250th birthday and things like that. But get back to the fake events here.
Right.
The fake event of fake events is not the All-Star game, because there are All-Star games in a lot of different sports, but the home run derby.
Mm-hmm.
The home run derby.
But
yes,
the home
Josh.
Run derby does have, it's at least a step above the dunk contest or whatever the other sports do as their games.
Sure. Or the skills competition in the NHL.
The skills competition.
That type. Or the Kentucky Derby pregame M Church. I get it. They're all there.
Does the baseball All-Star game still have, I know for years it was just an exhibition, but a few years ago they made it where whatever league won got some sort of advantage in the World
Not
Series.
Not anymore.
They don't do that anymore. So now it's again just an exhibition.
And the actual All-Star game is tonight.
Okay. We were blessed with the Home Run Derby on Netflix, and I will play you the very beginning of the intro. There might have been a pregame for it. I'm sure there was.
I've got the video here.
Okay.
Of the intro.
All right. Go ahead. Lay it down there. Let's see if you've got the same one I've got.
Here we are.
There we are.
For the Home Run Derby. Oh, my goodness.
It's Will Ferrell.
Good to be with you tonight.
Luke Wilson.
I'm Will, and this is Jimmy.
Whoever Jimmy is.
We went over this.
We're very excited to be here. We're very excited to be a part of this. We hope you are too. Are you guys ready to watch some balls go very far into the air?
Ha 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 ha. Very funny. Will Ferrell has a golf movie coming out.
Yeah,
so
all three of those guys are in the golf, the new golf thing.
Horror movie, horror move, number one. Not even remotely funny. Not one thing.
With the reputation, Mike, the reputation of the Philadelphia fan base, I'm surprised they weren't killed.
It that comes into play a little bit later because they're part of my rant.
All right.
That I have here. Now, Josh, it would work best if you told me what you have. And
that's the only clip I brought.
If you can find just any example, we don't need it. We don't need it. I don't want to play a clip that's really not germane to this discussion, because let me tell you that the joy of sports and broadcasting needs to ruin it. A long, long time ago, mm-hmm. when Geico ran a lizard on their commercial and America went, funny lizard.
Yep.
Doesn't have anything to do with insurance. It's a lizard.
Right.
Just hysterical. And then there were mascots and there were, and then slowly but surely when ESPN took over this, this television event, it began to get, I would say, announcer heavy.
Centric. Yeah.
Chris Berman.
Chris Berman.
Bank. I didn't like it back then. I like the idea. And wouldn't this be a wonderful approach if you just had really cool camera angles on the pitcher, the batter, and the ball going out of the park?
And wouldn't the sound right? And just the sound of the ball hitting the bat.
And just the sound.
It's a beautiful image, the part of just connecting with it, even for someone who's not a big fan. That's a fantastic thing.
It's something to behold. If you're there live, it's special to see. But I'm going to tell you that this is everything with sports entertainment and broadcasting entertainment gone way off the rails and gone completely and utterly out of control. And I think the main reason is money, as it always is.
Always.
They've got plenty of money. They have plenty of sponsors. They can run 7-minute commercial breaks whenever the fuck they want to,
right,
again and again and again. You can wait all the time you want in between the batters coming up because it's a vehicle for television commercials. And then you can bring in, and then if you didn't think Will Ferrell and one of the great non-talents of America, Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
Literally never been in any
like
movie
Luke
has
Wilson.
He ever been good. He's terrible. And Will Ferrell has, you know, made maybe 2 movies that were funny.
Yeah,
right?
If that.
Anchorman, I will give him that. It was well-conceived. It made me laugh, but the supporting cast is what really made me laugh.
That's what made it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Will Ferrell, you know, just thinks you can show up and you're funny with your dyed blonde hair and bit, and it just drives me nuts. He was good in Old School. I agree with Greg Klein. But this guy—
And Rob loves Elf.
And so— Immediately,
I'm not the only one who likes Elf.
Elf, it's typical, is it not, Rob? As much as you like it, it's typical Will Ferrell. You don't like Will Ferrell.
You know
either.
What?
Rob and I were commiserating on that years ago.
I like Elf in spite of Will Ferrell. I think that I can almost take him in the motion picture version of the producers because the talent around him is
you
good.
You like the producers, so that's why you like Will Ferrell.
You're right. That's why I can tolerate
in that movie.
Him. But like, I will come up, like, sometimes I'll go into the living room and Carrie and Robert will be watching the movie Step Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, where did I go wrong?
Here it is with Will Ferrell. I immediately, when I see that intro, as Joss played for you right there, I said, oh my God, no. Are they going to have these guys talking during the home run derby? And I very quickly you found out it was just the pregame hype and they went away. Jesus.
He did like introduce the players as like an anchorman type voice.
But right. But
nothing funny.
It really, you know, the talent in a competition are the baseball players.
Sure.
The guys that can jack it out. The idea of hitting a baseball that far is just spectacular. If you're a baseball fan, as Josh knows.
Great television event. It's everything you want to see compressed.
But I'm talking about the concept and skill level that is required to do that. It's really, really a special athletic achievement. You know, some say that hitting a major league fastball, probably the toughest thing to do in sports. But with that said, so that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see, and I got a Boston Red Sox guy that's in it too. So they send Will Ferrell away, and then I guess the theme being, we will bring out the most overrated people that we possibly can find that really don't have any appreciable talent. Let's bring out Michael Buffer.
You're kidding me.
Michael, I will sue you if you fart in the elevator.
You were bemoaning him yesterday. He is at the top of your hatred.
No, that was the other brother who I hate equally.
Oh, you
Bruce
know what?
Buffer.
And forgive me for
the Buffer brother.
Yeah, they can both kiss my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Is everyone they brought out for this thing has some type of connection to another Netflix property.
Yeah. Yes, right.
So they've been doing the boxing and the fighting.
And
so
you know what? America needs to realize the fact that you're watching this, what really belongs on a network television outlet, you're watching it on Netflix. Netflix already has your money, so they don't care.
They don't care.
They can run as many commercials as they want.
They're running the commercials for it.
Of course, that's extra
money. On a pay network. So Buffer comes out. And Michael Buffer, who you want to talk about hit by the lucky stick? You want to talk about a guy that not only believes his own press, but probably doesn't realize just how fucking lucky he is to be able to do what he does in the way that he does it. And suddenly, let's get ready to rumble. Brilliant. The most brilliant thing I've ever heard. What an amazing thing to say before an athletic contest. How about a boxing match? Yay!
If it was brilliant 30 years ago, Mike, it is super brilliant now.
Well, then, not to be outdone, his shorter brother, Bruce Buffer, decided that he would come out with this one. If you thought, let's get ready to rumble, would work its way into the American vernacular, get this. Bruce said, hey, that's good, but you know what? I'm going to be the guy that's used on mixed martial arts. I'm going to be the MMA guy, and you know what I'll say? Let me think. I'm going to have to go away for the weekend and come up with the concept of what my signature identifier. Oh, I've got it. This is the most intricate, brilliant, and just spectacular intro. He says, get ready for this. Write it down, kids, if you want to, okay? It's time. Yeah, brilliant, Bruce. That's right. It's time. Isn't that fantastic? Jesus
you know what?
Christ.
That'd be great on a cooking show, but you have to spell it T-Y-T-H-Y-M-E.
Will Ferrell, Michael Buffer, 12-hour commercial breaks, Geico with their dick beaters into everything that they possibly could get, you know, in the world.
Yeah. And T-Mobile then, was all over that.
And then bring in a guy, and should I mention Philly? So there's the Philly factor as well. Yeah. Philly, chip on the shoulder, Philly.
An ugly, unhappy town.
Ugly, jail in the stadium, Philly. Philly. Fuck Philly. All right, so anyway, that's it. And if you're from Philly, my sincere apologies, but fuck Philly. So they're there.
Throwing batteries at Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Philadelphia. Yeah! And by the way, an overrated city.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so you got that, and they bring in this pimp from Netflix, Matt Vasectomy, or whatever his name is. I think it's Vaginian or Vizergian or whatever. The guy, he's a terrible baseball announcer, and he's terrible in this role, too. They got another talking head. They got talking heads as far as the eye can go.
Netflix laid their claws in any appreciable sports talent now that they have some sports coverage.
They got ball players. They got everybody that would take their money to.
Well, that's
to come
fine, up. But I'm talking about like broadcasters. Do they have anybody?
Let me do this. I will do. So let's bring up the first batter, and I will do the way it sounded to me.
Okay.
It's not. It is a wall of jabber. It is a wall of sound nonstop.
Well, they broadcasted the sound into the stadium, which you would have the broadcast crew,
right?
To the TV.
Oh, that communicated that actually combines with the horrible, mindless banter with the woman and Matt the man and whoever the other asshole was that was in the booth, and it goes on and on. And all that my evolved, intelligent 12-year-old son and I want to see is the guy standing up and hitting balls out of the park.
That's it.
And a nice, quiet description of it. There it goes. That's good. Oh, he's got another one. Mm-hmm. He's got another. But they can't do it. They can't keep it in their pay. You got to show. They were so obsessed with showing so many different camera shots of the crowd and the mom and dad and the grandma. It's just on and on. And it turned out to be one of the all-time worst experiences, television broadcasting experience I have ever seen in my lifetime.
What's crazy is the rules they changed for the game made it better.
Right.
Where it was based on swings and not times, and it made it competitive, and it gave a chance for the guy to come back and win. But the broadcast screwed it up. They didn't even show the leaderboard on the TV screen.
No, they didn't. They did that. That would be covering the event. Would be actually covering the athletic competition. And by the way, you can see it on the players' faces. Players are into this. The players are into this. The players are really into winning. Well, the Philadelphia guys
are
going
out
of their
mind. Watch it. They're there. They don't have to deal with the garbage.
They're teammates of the Philadelphia Phillies that were in the competition. Kyle Schwarber and what's his name?
Baseball does is they let all the other players come out and be on the sideline. So then they're cheering on right there, right behind home plate.
And the Phillies were there cheering on their guy, Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber. And it was just, you looked at that, I'm like, hey, they're really into it. And when my guy got knocked out, I said, oh, now it's going to come down between the St. Louis Cardinal guy, whose name, oh, God damn it, why can't I remember his name? Because he did great. He won the thing.
Yeah.
He won the thing. We'll find it. But anyway.
Stan Musial?
It was not Stan Musial. He was a St. Louis Cardinal, though.
Yes.
Stan Musial was a... Jordan Walker. Jordan Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan Walker, cool as a cucumber, just got up there and did. But it's just completely screwed
now that you've
by over-broadcasting it. It's
now
over-broadcasting.
Now that you've had 18 hours to digest this disaster.
Yes.
Let me ask you, will you entertain a question?
Yes, 100%.
Is it broadcast idiocy, a lack of skill that allowed this to happen? Is it Netflix thinking they need to cater to an audience they don't need to cater to it happen?
No.
Okay.
No.
I think this was destroyed by the Savannah Bananas. I think it's the Savannah Banana.
In a way, that is the second thing. That is the second thing. They're making it into a thing that it's not.
It is disrespecting the audience. Risen to an art form. Mm-hmm. It is short attention span. You're an idiot. You need the whistles, the bright lights, the stupidity, the animal mascots. It's the same. And by the way, every single bit of this was short attention span theater. Every bit of it. When, as Josh said, the layout and format, they retooled the format of the Derby itself, was so well done that it resulted in a very dramatic moment that was just completely screwed by the broadcast itself. And Matt Vasectomy, who... just has no sense of it. He has no sense of anything other than his mouth and running his mouth. And by the way, it is a epidemic in sportscasters now. It really is, where they just want to yammer, yammer, yammer. And a three-man booth was done maybe twice in the history of sports broadcasting originally with Monday Night Football, and it's never really worked since. And you need two guys. You need a guy to do the play-by-play, and you got a guy to comment on it.
Yeah.
Period. It worked.
Well,
you screw with it.
Yeah.
And it was horrible. It was horrible. The commercials, everything was loud. We muted the commercials because all the the commercials are like Baja Blast and blah blah blah. And like, here are the bright lights. It was terrible.
It's all pointing to that TikTok generation. It's all pointing to the kids that are flipping YouTube constantly. And if you sit still for 60 seconds, they're going to change the channel.
But do you agree, Josh, that they've got it wrong? Because if there is a game on, the average real sports fan, as far as the NFL, as far as the NHL, the NBA, wants to sit down and on game day, get out of my hair, turn the tube on, watch the competition.
Yeah. You broadcast that thing straight. People turn it on and they don't turn it off till it's over.
Right. And listen, Nate Dog, whatever, says baseball is the worst sport anyway. So boring. Baseball can be very, very boring. It can be, so can basketball, so can hockey, so can soccer, punctuated by moments that are very, very exciting.
May I play devil's advocate for a second?
Sure.
When you talk about the TikTok generation and trying to make sure no one tunes out, how do you compare that? And I'm not trying to say you're right or wrong here. How do you compare that now that instead of watching a whole game, you often just watch highlights the next day? Is that sort of the same thing
that I'm doing?
Yeah, because they're taking the full event and compressing it.
Because that technology is allowing me in a short period of time, 15 to 20 minutes, to watch all the key moments of the game sequentially without knowing the result,
with all the sparks, all the fire and the explosions.
Yeah, well, right. And
the
if you're watching
TikTok version would be swing the bat, ball goes over the wall, clips over.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah. When I watch highlights, and by the way, they're curated with MLB, I think, in a certain way where there are, they're pretenders and then they're the people that do it for real, Josh. Right. You know what I'm talking about?
The MLB ones are like 8 to 12 minutes.
And are those the gold standard ones?
Yeah,
is that the
those
way?
Those are the best ones.
They really are tight and you can watch the whole game.
They suck you in with a lot of the emotions of the game.
Yeah.
Just bang, bang, bang.
And then the NFL does the same thing where you can...
The NFL does a great job also.
I'm a New York Giants fan, but if I want to watch Philadelphia-Dallas, I don't want to stay there for the whole thing, but I want to watch it condensed.
With being
and
an old
great.
Queen, but they're still telling the story. They're not destroying the story. They All are. Right? I mean, you can watch the game and get the whole feeling of the game.
It's the Cliff Notes version of a game.
There you go. Right. Very good.
They are telling the story.
Jim Nance would agree with me, Mike.
Story's
he's
complete.
Telling a story.
The story is there. So that's it. I think I got it all off my chest. You don't need to ruin it. You're ruining it, and it sucks.
I think they should have the mascots more involved. If I was in charge of the Home Run Derby, I would put all the mascots in the outfield and have them try to catch the balls.
What if you put the mascots in
fight.
The stands
and really get, fight?
Well, they'll naturally fight.
No, put them in the stands, and you get extra points if you hit a mascot.
Well, they have kids out there. That's cute. They're out there.
Kids are resilient, tough guys.
It's just a real ball of heaven. It's just
now. You know. Does this diminish your excitement for the All-Star game tonight, or will you even turn it on?
Probably not. I don't enjoy it that much.
Is
but
it also on Netflix, Josh? The All-Star game?
I don't know. I don't think so.
See? Okay. But that's another thing.
When you watch other things, I see the All-Star game as a chance to take a break from baseball.
I agree. Okay. Like, the All-Star break. The All-Star break.
Yeah,
right?
And I get a break because I watch these games every single day.
Yeah.
So I get a little All-Star break.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're into it. It's just, there are people like me that rail against this, and then there are the vast majority of people who don't give a shit. They could
the
care less
on
about
Fox tonight.
All right. Regular network.
So they'll be able to handle it.
Yeah, they can handle that.
I thought it was going to be on Tubi.
Tubi.
No.
They say, when you're trying to find, also, do you guys ever just go into Google and try to say, when is this on or what network is this on? And remember when that used to be just put that in there and you'd see you'd see like a little box with
that would have confuse you.
They want you to go other places and see other things.
Are you allowed? Are you able to talk into your remote and ask questions of your smart TV? And you say, where can I see something?
I don't.
And it'll give you five different choices. And it is like flipping Temu to try and pick the one that doesn't cost you any money.
I don't like it. Speaking of Temu, let me see if my kid. We've got just enough time here. Let me see. Michael, are you here? I think he's
I do
out with
appreciate when Rob asks me to watch an old movie. It's always on Tubi.
Yeah.
It's always available there.
With commercials, though. But if you were to step up to, say, YouTube TV, you get Turner Classic Movies.
I won't tell you what the product is, but if my son comes home, I will have him
Where
bring
did he
in
buy it?
The I bought it. Timo. I bought it for him. And Temu. I just said Temu. All right. Great. So, if he comes home later on, we will, would you do have to adjust it or something like
that? No, Mike, I had to
what
hang
was the extra taps.
I had to hang the mallet up. I didn't realize it was going to tap it again.
Okay. Very good.
I don't know if it's called a mallet or not. Whatever it is, you hit the going.
Well, let me be the first to say thank you. We will, try to get Michael in here later on and, bring the product in that, has missed the mark. I like to support Temu, but this missed the mark. That show has a theme today. It truly does. But we will take a break and come back with tidbits because that's what we do on the Michael Murray Show. Go. Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions? Never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable. But it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses. So when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
You know, I wonder sometimes when I'm ranting like that, if that's helpful for my psyche, helpful for my mental health, or whether I might just have a Lindsey Graham moment, right 5 minutes after the show's over, like my aorta explodes or something like that.
I think it's worth the risk because it does make you feel better, right?
Yeah. Oh, there she is. Okay. Hold on just a second. That's
great.
Is
it time for the traditional
taping
the show
text? 3 o'clock show. Hi. Yeah, why do you do that every day?
It's only been all summer.
Clearly, I'm not thinking.
Okay, was it anything important?
No.
Bye.
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 Congrats on the loan.
Yeah.
That was the best call.
did you hit the music
already?
I think
we need to reset. I think it's okay.
We, goddamn right we do. God damn it.
Bye.
Trying. All right, we start today. President Trump officially declared the United States as the guardian of the Hormuz Strait. After a third straight night of military strikes, U.S. forces deployed advanced maritime combat drones.
Boy, it's so exciting that now we are in the year 2026 and we're bringing back the Marshall Plan.
Very
Yay!
Exciting.
It was kind of cool to see the little boat drones go and blow up that sub.
Yeah, that was really cool.
It's real, Josh.
Yeah, I know
it's real.
Yeah.
War. They're called maritime combat drones against the Iranian targets. Overnight, Iran retaliated by striking two UAE oil tankers and targeting U.S. assets in Bahrain. And an Indian sailor was killed, forcing India to lodge a strong protest with Washington. Shipping volume through the critical global choke point has plummeted to just 10 ships a day. Crude oil prices have surged to a four-week high. We will be seeing that later. So there's something to look forward to.
But is Luke Wilson okay?
Luke Wilson, I think, is fine. I think he's going to be okay. He might drive an electric car. Not quite sure.
Hormuz.
I'm the guardian of the Hormuz. Breakout batter Jordan Walker. We talked about it. Now let me give you the stats. He officially won the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby under its high drama new rules. Walker took home the coveted $1 million grand prize in an absolute show-stopping performance. The funny part is that this single one-night paycheck actually eclipses his entire base-playing salary for the season. I'm happy for him. He brought it. He was ready. He was cool as a cucumber. And his salary sits just under $800,000. How can he manage?
He'll finally get to pay off those student loans. Bless his heart.
He officially made more in 3 hours of swinging a bat than he will during 6 months of actual baseball. Talk about the ultimate side hustle. Good for him. He was really cool. And it was the only part I did like it when they would show his mom and dad because they were at the game. And what would be cooler than to see your kid play in that? I shouldn't say play. Participate is the word I should use because it's really not playing a game, you know.
Play.
It's still a competition, though.
Popular influencer-backed wellness brand Avo Hydrate
Are you familiar? Anyone? Ferris? Anybody know this?
No. And does it have to do with avocados?
Is it that does, their deal? Rob. Okay. They're facing a massive class action lawsuit. Consumer advocates discovered their iconic $20 bottles of Celsius pressed avocado water contain absolutely zero avocado.
Great. America, out, you're idiots.
Oh, but we love. Do we not love separating ourselves from
money? We do.
Separating people from money? That's it. That's what we do well. Turns out it's literally just tap water distilled with artificial green food coloring and extracted pearl dust.
Mexico.
Extracted pearl dust. Not sure what that is. Lawsuit filings accuse the celebrity founders of literally selling expensive green swamp water to trend-chasing millennials.
Most of it was from the reflecting pool, if you want to get some of it. It's delicious.
But it has what plants need. It has electrolytes.
It has electrolytes.
I mean, we are living it. We are literally living a comedy movie. So if you've ever tried Avo, whatever.
And Mike, Luke Wilson reference for you.
Ah, very good. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because he was in that movie.
Idiocracy. He was the head idiot.
Yeah, well, typecasting. That's the way that works. The world's highest paid virtual AI influencer. Do you know the name?
I don't.
It's Lil Mixa.
M-I-X-A?
L-I-L-M-I-X-X-A.
Oh, that's why I see, because up at my kitchen counter, I have a Lil Mixa. It's Lil my Mixa, KitchenAid, but it's only one X.
Lil Mixa broke the internet after canceling a high-profile live stream appearance. Her creator released a statement claiming the digital avatar suffered a sudden simulation anxiety attack.
God.
What? Critics are pointing out that the bot probably just crashed because someone spilled coffee on the server rack. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, Lil Mixa.
It proves that even non-existent robots are getting stressed out by the Hollywood lifestyle these days. I don't know Lil Mixa.
I don't either, and this whole story reeks of idiocy. It does. It's just stupid. Maybe she needs avocado water.
I feel like, you know who wrote that story? I feel like Matt Vasectomy.
Yeah.
You know.
He'd lead with it. We have to break in with this.
The Zagian or whatever the hell is. A new workplace lifestyle study reveals that Gen Z employees, this is a little complicated, stay with me here. They are officially boycotting the traditional water cooler chat. Instead, young professionals are deploying silent AirPod exile to avoid uncomfortable small talk about predictable weekend plans. Rather than discussing the weather with Brent from accounting, young workers are sending memes cryptically slacked from two desks away. Experts warn this completely destroys office camaraderie, but the employees say it absolutely saves their sanity.
No.
I don't know what to say.
It's because millennials can't talk. Try to get one of them on the phone.
That's part of it.
They can't talk on the phone. They can't interact when you go to checkout. If they're a checkout person, they don't like people.
It also speaks to the fact that you're probably in a boring office. I mean, when I was in an office, we worked at some pretty good offices, Mike, with good people.
Yeah,
we'd want to talk to them. Mm-hmm. But if you're working with boring people, why do you want to do it? I can see it as an escape if it's really tedious, but it is rude and people don't have social skills. Josh is right.
Joke for Rob, not for anybody else.
Okay,
the most exciting office I ever worked at was in Rockville. Finally today, a British marathon runner said, was that as horrible for you as it was for me?
It was worse for me because I was there before you got there and there after you left every day.
Yeah, I would run. I probably ran out of there as fast.
You know, it was really great.
It was good for me.
Thank you.
You know, it was really good about it.
Yeah, the porch sitting. Oh, that's good.
You know, porch sitting was actually a good bit.
I think
that was because we got those microphones set up that we could do stuff outside, which we did all the time twice.
We did twice. Finally today, a British marathon runner sensationally missed the podium in an unfortunate pop culture blunder.
Oh, dear.
That's a good setup, isn't it?
Pop culture blunder.
The athlete sprinted the entire 26.2 miles encased in a giant inflatable comedy costume of the infamous pop culture character Shrek. Thanks for letting me know that's an infamous pop culture character.
Josh, I don't know if you know who Shrek is, but he's a big green ogre that was brought to life by DreamWorks.
Oh, and I'm sure there's another Shrek movie coming out.
Could be.
Unfortunately, the costume's enormous foam ears completely blocked his peripheral vision. The runner took a wrong turn just half a mile from the finish line and was spotted on city cameras wandering entirely confused inside a local drive-through order lane.
That's sad, right?
Still trying to find the finish line. I don't have a joke for that. That's you don't need one. You don't. That's it. We have to get out of here and take a little break, and we've got more stuff
for
you.
What is this, because, a drive-through?
Oh, my God. People are funny. People are funny. What's happening to my computer? Stop it. Stop it, you ass. All right, there we go.
Your computer Lil Mixa?
Lil Mixa, yeah. Got a little performance anxiety there.
Oh.
Forget the resty. Try the bestie. Yes. We call them pesty. It's hot. Damn hot.
It is.
Doesn't it feel great to come inside to the air conditioning? Oh, God. I had that moment today. Well, if it feels good to you, imagine how it feels to all the creepy crawlers in your neighborhood. No wonder they all come inside in the summer. It's like an all-inclusive insect resort for them.
Yeah.
Club bug. If you've ever dealt with a summer bug problem, I'll tell you, the pesty commercials might be my favorite commercials to read.
Because you've spent time at Club Bug, haven't you?
And here we go. A rare compliment from Mr. Spiewak. Thank you for the updates. I like Club Bug.
Yeah.
If you've ever dealt with a summer bug problem, you know how stressful it can be. That's why I'm glad I use Pesty. Pesty is DIY pest control made ridiculously easy, and it lasts and works all year long.
It's
their
true.
Custom kit just takes minutes to apply, and treatments start at only $35, as the Irish would say. That's it. You get a plan tailored to your location, climate, and particular type of unwelcome visitors hiding behind the fridge. We're talking over 100 kinds of pests gone. The Pesty kit comes with everything, reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, instructions, all ready to go. You can treat your entire home in under 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. And Here's the kicker. Pesty is kid and pet friendly. Their products have been used safely in hospitals and schools nationwide. Plus, they back it all with a 100% bug-free guarantee. Or your money back. No hassle, no questions asked. Keep bugs out of your summer sanctuary with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTEI.com/TMOS for an extra. Huh?
You said Pesty.
Let me start again. Okay. That's PESTIE.
That's it.
.com/TMOS for an EXTRA 10% off. There it is.
It's good stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very
Club
much.
Bug.
Tip to the iconic car that I followed down in Richie Richland today. Just random thought. Just a little random thought that
an
I'd share.
An iconic car?
The car that is the icon. In my humble opinion, it is the iconic car.
Am I allowed to guess?
You may. Go right ahead.
Got to be the Hyundai Sonata.
You got it. I'm the first guess.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you mean by iconic car? Because there's so many iconic cars.
Being the car that most car people, especially guys, want.
Actually, I have a real guess. I do.
Okay.
When you said iconic car, the first thing I thought of was the Ford Mustang. Because although it had sort of a
It
had
wheelhouse.
A soft spot in the early 80s, but the
Get
Mustang
it?
Is
and
back.
Wheelhouse.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I went the same way with something reasonable that someone could actually reach
Shut
out
up!
To with.
Winslow! Sorry, Josh.
With the Corvette.
No.
Corvette is such a fun car, though.
Think better.
Better than a Corvette.
Okay. Oh, yes.
So kind of out of reach for most people.
As a matter of fact, I'll go so far as this car wipes its ass with a Corvette.
Hmm. Oh, is it a domestic car or a foreign
No.
car? Oh, it's a foreign car.
Oh, yes.
Is it a sporty car?
A two-seater?
Yes, it is. Yes, okay. It is again.
Is it a Ferrari?
No.
Okay.
A Lambo?
No.
Is it from Lambeau Field?
Lambeau Field.
Think more less exotic than a Ferrari, less exotic than a Lamborghini.
Oh, gotta be a Volkswagen Passat with a diesel TDI engine.
No. This might be, you know, now this has moved into the I oversold it.
BW
area.
Is it a BMW brand?
No.
Okay. Is it a German car?
Yes, it is a German. Yes.
Okay.
Josh Schroka. Yes. Congratulations. A Porsche, but not just any Porsche, a Porsche 911.
Okay.
I looked at a brand new one and I went, all these years, they haven't changed that thing.
No,
they haven't changed
that
thing
one
bit, right? Aren't they phenomenal? You look at them and you always say,
was it red?
It was gray.
Okay. All right.
And you look at it, and every time I see one, I say, I'm really jealous of the guy that's in that driver's seat because it just looks so cool.
It
just looks so cool. It's just the car. They don't stop making heads turn. They're great on tracks, and they're just special.
You've had a lot of cars.
Yeah.
Some you've loved, some you've not loved.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a Porsche of any sort?
I had a Cayman. Remember that?
Yeah,
the
but
blue
that's
one
just,
that
that's
I had?
That's a Volkswagen, basically, right?
Well, it was not the same as the Porsche 911.
It was like a crossover, the Cayman, right?
It was the next step. It was a step down from a 911, but it was still a Porsche, and it was still a kind of a two-seater fun car, and it still was great to drive, but, you know. Man, oh man. I just saw this thing today and I'm like, God, that just looks like so much fun.
A car like that you are instantly jealous of, do you have to spy a look at who's driving it to see if you hate them instantly?
Oh, always.
I do. Right
and
away.
I almost get and into accidents
do.
Doing it because you got to go buy them and then you're like, are you an asshole? Yeah, you are an asshole.
Oh, yeah. And it's, oh, yeah, you don't have a family. Probably
yeah, that's
not
right.
Even a wife.
Yeah.
But, you know, just thought I'd throw it out there because you know what? My cousin up in Maine, Teddy, got like a 1991, or it was an older one, not so old that it's a classic, but old enough that it's not
reasonably priced.
It's not crazy, right?
Yeah.
And we're leaving Maine one day, and there he was with I think my cousin's son. Cade, I think he was in. It was Cade or Quinn. He's got two boys.
Right.
And I'm looking over, and he's got this look on his face that, you know, even in this old Porsche, it's just driving along. And I said, of all the cars out there, I think more people would agree on that being a cool car that, you know.
It
that's
is.
A lie. Bruins rule says Rob really doesn't like
Teddy. I do like Teddy. I do.
Everybody likes Teddy. Everybody
you
likes
know,
him.
It's
like
funny.
Him.
There is a certain happiness that a car, that if you're driving a car like that, it brings you. I one time was doing an infomercial for a car dealership. I won't mention them because of crooked businesses. They don't have it anymore, Ferris.
Mm-hmm.
But they would provide me with an exotic car every week, and I got to drive it. It was a used car, but I got to drive it and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And one time they gave me a Corvette. And it was a Corvette, a silver Corvette.
I wish
Corvette.
I had that clip. I've got to find that again and put that in my soundbar. It's a new Corvette with Rod Roddy. I love
so
that
great.
Clip.
It was a T-top Corvette, and it was the most fun to drive all week until I came home one day, stereo blaring, T-top open, pulled into the driveway, and Carrie just looked at me and she said, "You look like such an asshole." Because she said, "You don't belong in that car. That car is too cool for you. You should not be allowed to drive
you
that car."
You know what? That's not nice.
Give me your
moment. It's also true. Most people.
Yeah, but no one wants to hear
most
it.
Most people don't look good in those cars.
Right.
I suppose you're
right. Most people look like they don't belong.
Yeah. Right.
But it was a good fit, though, because it was a wide car.
But here it is. Yes. I think when you talk about the Porsche, you're talking about it doesn't matter whether you really fit or not.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. Because what matters, two things, how it looks on the outside and then what it feels like to drive.
Yeah.
And I've just, I had that little one. And, for a short period of time. But man, oh man, it's just, I just saw this and I
a
said,
good
what
portion
a, what
of
a delight.
Is the way it looks like it as you're approaching it to unlock it and get in. You just get the joy of seeing it because it is a thing of beauty. It really is.
I'll never have one. So
no, that's
I'll
right.
never have one.
That's right. Maybe you could do an infomercial and get a used one for a week.
Mrs. O'Mara is already talking about my next automobile. Once we get the payment off of this one,
maybe she could call during the show and tell us about it.
Mm, no, that's okay. I can do it for you. I can tell you right now.
Oh, what is it?
A Socceroo. It's a Socceroo
with handicap tags.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Probably.
I mean, if it's the next one, you're going to be on that stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'll be honest
Good
with you.
Prime
get
Parker.
To the look. Well, I've been with Lindsey Graham. 67. So only 4 years older than me. I'm starting to think it makes you think about mortality a little bit more.
Don't rule out the fact that it could be a van with a lift.
We have to take another break here.
Let's take a break.
Would you like to talk about your AI confusion when we return?
I would love to. And I also found out that our buddy Josh was also privy to this morning.
Yeah, I think it was
all over the internet.
Well, we're going to get a health update on Mr. Soroka as well when we return. So,
that's not so much fun.
Well, yeah, that's when they're good. Mark it on your calendars. We'd like to welcome a brand new client to the TMOS family. It's called Field of Greens, not Field of Dreams. Almost slipped there with all the baseball talk.
Right.
Field of Greens. Here's a fact. Most people don't look forward to their annual physical. Well, we're going to talk to Josh about it. They're nervous about what the doctor might find. And that's why you need to do something before the appointment matters.
Yeah, get ready.
So before your next checkup, make the one health change that your doctor should notice or your money back. Make it Field of Greens. Doctors today look beyond your calendar age. They look at biological age, how healthy your cells and vital organs are. Field of Greens was designed with that in mind. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens is doctor selected to support your cells, heart, lungs, kidneys, and healthy weight. In fact, a university study found that participants who only added Field of Greens to their day saw measurable improvements in key health markers. Just one change changed everything. That's why Field of Greens promises your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. How about that?
That's crazy.
That's an amazing guarantee. Go into your next physical confident. One scoop, once a day. That's it, people.
That's all.
Done. I just got mine today. I am looking forward to telling you all about it. We all have Field of Dreams in our house now. And we cannot... Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams. Well, you wrote Field of Dreams.
No, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's wrong.
Maybe why. I should know better. I should read it correctly. We all have Field of Greens in our house. You know, what's worse, Josh? Putting that in the copy or having me read it and then correcting me on the air? I'm not really sure which
I think it's
it
a tie,
is.
Really.
It's a tie.
It is.
It's Field of Greens. It's all this baseball that's in my brain right now. Make Field of Greens your one smart change this year. Check out the university study and get 20% off at fogchicks.com.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Fog, Field of Greens, Chicks.
Oh, because it's ladies?
I believe so. Ladies.
Promo code TMOS. That's fogchicks.com. Promo code TMOS. Field of... Rob?
Greens.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get to Rob's confusion with AI, well, let's do that first, then we'll get Josh's health update. What confused you today, besides the Field of Dreams?
I get up in the morning, and, you get alerts. It says, what are you going to look at today? And, you see you've got like 17 alerts from TikTok. So I open TikTok, and I look at it, and I see something, and I see this right away, and I say, this is wild. This is incredible. This is the first thing I see. And I click on it and I play it. And this is what I saw.
There's no place to be.
What we've got is a lady in an inflatable suit that has a propeller between her legs so that when she jumps in the water, she floats and the propeller shoots her across the water.
Did you get excited?
It's called the Float Bro.
The one I got was a shark and a man in a shark costume doing the same thing.
Well, I immediately said, this is nutty, and it looks like a blast. There is a lake at my dad's place at the Eastern Shore.
Did the fake element come into your brain at all?
Not yet.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at it. I said, that's great. So right away, I search Float Bro, and there's a website. and you can buy it. There is an actual float bar website. I said, this thing must be real. And based on the Google search, I got a second float bro piece of social media with a guy. And this was the second one.
Okay.
No way. What the fuck?
You inflate the float bro with you inside it. And then I started to think, how are you going to keep your, I mean, I know I'm no great person for core strength, but even the average person, how are you going to keep your face up while you're zooming like that? Second thing that occurred to me is with a propeller between your legs, you're going to cut your balls off. It's just going to happen.
Right.
And then
right.
The third thing is I want you to see this guy take the float bro box up. This thing has a full body suit made of vinyl,
okay.
A motor, and some sort of rechargeable 12-volt battery. Look
funny.
How light it is when he picks it up.
No
He's
way.
Using four
what
fingers to
fuck?
Pick it up.
Like no heavy plastic
no,
in there
No, nothing at all. And so I said, we've got to talk about this. So right before we're setting up for the show, I search it, and the website, she is gone. The website is no longer there. So I go to AI and I say, hey, AI, hey, artificial intelligence, is the bro float suit real? And it says, no. The viral motorized bro float suit, often called the float bro, seen in recent social media videos, is not a real product. These are widely debunked AI-generated or CGI animations. Now, the thing that threw me is that at 8 a.m., it was full blast. And at 2 o'clock, it's gone. Is that the life of an AI product now?
It can be.
And that's,
for me, it was also first thing this morning. I opened up my phone, and I saw a video of this. And I had a similar thing where I was like, that's cool. And then I looked at it and realized, well, it's some type of, like, engine between his legs. So, okay, where's the... How's it working? And then I realized this is fake.
Yeah, and all the different videos on social media, sometimes a propeller, sometimes it's like a water jet. But let's look at the lady again.
Okay.
Because I think this is the best one.
Let's take a peek. I like the edit.
I do too.
Yeah.
I also like the way that every different shot, the water is a different color.
All right, here we go. Yeah, this to me, this is where my mind goes when we're talking about something like this. Okay, yeah, AI, completely fake, but at the same time, from an engineering standpoint, and Josh, you're a bit of an engineer.
The engineering aspect is what threw me off as it's fake.
But you could also...
I don't think it's possible. Now, see,
that's a good question. Why wouldn't it be possible? What if there was...
Because you can't keep your body that straight.
Yeah.
You would have to be on a board or something.
Yeah.
Was it, Josh, you might know this. I doubt Mike will have watched any of the SpongeBob SquarePants motion pictures, not the television show, but there was a motion picture that had David Hasselhoff riding a wave where his body was also comically straight, like a 2x4.
Okay, yes.
Right.
And that's what it resembles.
About.
Yeah. Again, and also, not that it matters, but it's really not a flattering fit because this lady, if you look at her face, she doesn't appear to be overweight. But once she inflates the suit, certainly a bit softer.
Do you think you were drawn to it because she was fat?
No, not at all. I'm just, that was, Mike, that there's a lot of, the problems with this ad are multifold.
Well, what brought me in is those fat suits that you see at Halloween, where people that have the little intern man, so they just inflate around you.
Those are a big one, right?
Yeah, the sumo wrestlers that you used to see, did you ever do that at your bar?
I don't think so, but I've seen them a million times at costume
years
parties.
Years ago,
like that.
Probably 15, 20 years ago, we had the sumo suits at the middle school camp up in New Jersey I go to, and we took them out to the ocean, and they float exactly like that.
But where's the center of gravity? I mean, it would be
out.
You'd be as likely to float with your head underwater as
Let
you
me
would
address,
with your feet down,
we have
right?
a comment. We have a Clifford Curtis comment. Listened since 96.
Nice.
Every day for the last 5 years. I have to fast forward to the last 15 minutes. Mike is more a bitch than ever. Doesn't know anything about anything real life. Whining, pile of shit. Thank you. Thank you, Clifford. Appreciate the feedback.
We'll,
thank you.
We'll use
very,
that for
very
the
much.
Show description.
Yeah. We actually have video of Clifford, Mike. Here he is.
No way. What the fuck?
Duh.
WPS, whining pile of shit here. Yay. Yay for me.
Yeah,
yay
that's
for me. Number one listener, though.
That is actually, that is a promotion, because yesterday we were all treasured podcasters.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later, you whining piece of shit. No, I'm sorry, you whining pile of shit.
Pile, Mike, please get it right.
And Bruins Rule said, and he's still listening. No. You get it, Bruins Rule. You right absolutely on. Get it. Thank
you. So, Mike,
you.
The Float Bro is not real and the website is down. But what a great run it had for 6 hours.
You know, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but there are things that you will see periodically that are gadgets.
Yeah.
I know I brought one to the show. I've done it. I know I've done it at least once or twice where I brought something in and you guys immediately tell me that's not real.
The greatest one ever is the power antenna. Because it's the same.
No. You're going on memory. That's not. It's not
for
relevant.
Mike, it's more like when he brings the capsule that's hanging off the side of the mountain that you can rent and live in. And would you do this? And it's just a fake.
Okay.
AI.
I
think I was talking earlier when I was saying the desire of our fellow Americans to separate all of us from our own money.
Right.
That's it. But also, there's a wonderful hobby that Americans love to pursue, and that is bullshitting each other.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
There's
a
great deal of satisfaction derived out of bullshitting each other, and it's fantastic. You know? All right, so let me see. Clifford, I'm really having fun with this. Yell at Rob more. Mike fucks everything up. Changes start time to golf. Yes, Clifford, I do. Done. Bye, Clifford. See, does that mean you're leaving? I don't
Clifford
know.
Clifford
comes
back every day.
Yes, he does.
Mike,
Clifford,
have you seen
the
schedule?
Mm-hmm. Have you seen on any of the social media sites the new amazing vegetable peeler that can turn a simple like cucumber into beautiful cucumber strings with one stroke of your wrist?
No, is it fake?
I actually bought it and I threw it away immediately. It's horrible.
I don't
it's
have
absolutely
them here.
Absolutely horrible.
I'll give you a little taste of what's going to come tomorrow on the show. So my son gets a pair of Crocs. And as you know, Rob, Crocs are not cheap. They're not cheap to go out and buy.
No, I have a pair of Crocs. They're way too expensive.
They're ridiculously expensive. And what does he have also? Because he has everything he wants.
Yeah.
Hey, Clifford, he has everything he wants in life.
Anything he wants.
So do I. Anyway, sorry. I just thought I'd share that. He takes the Crocs,
the rest of us,
Josh. You didn't need to tip that in. You didn't need to tip that in for Clifford. Really didn't.
I don't want Clifford to jump in with.
I know. I don't care. Else. See, I'm enjoying it. I'm goading Clifford. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So Clifford, what does he have? He's got the Crocs. He's got the e-bike.
He drags his toes when he's on his e-bike, like when he's coming to a stop or something. So I look at his Crocs, brand new Crocs that I bought like 2 weeks ago.
And a third of them are gone.
The front. Front's totally gone. His little Fred Flintstone toes are sticking out of his Crocs. So what are you doing? So I said, well, you're not getting the privilege of getting top of the line footwear anymore. You can't do it. We can't do that.
Right.
And by the way,
Crocs is top of the line now.
Well, Crocs is not cheap. No,
the name brand is expensive.
Crocs is $50 or $60.
Yeah, for a piece of plastic.
And then his buddy Taylor outgrew his Hokas, so he had these slip-on Hokas that were brand new, and he did the same thing to the toes in those, so he's walking around. Then he really looks like he's a bag lady, because he's walking around with the Hokas, and they're sticking out. It's not cool. So I went and got me the app called Temu.
Sure.
And I got him very inexpensive shoes, two pairs of, they appear to be running shoes, and they arrived yesterday in a bag at the door. And when I picked the bag up, you know, you would know if you're picking up sneakers, right? Yeah. That there's a little heft, especially if there are two pairs in there.
Yeah.
And there wasn't any of that heft. And he gets them. And I said, your shoes came in. And he walks over the table. He said, Dad, these feel... these feel like styrofoam.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. Yeah. I don't, but I'm like, if they're comfy, throw them on, beat the crap out of them, and let's move on.
I'm past Temu footwear. Fool me three times.
I wore the golf shoes today.
Mike, I always go disappointed if I buy something that looks good online and a shoe comes in a bag. I want it to be in a box. I don't want to see it in a padded nail.
I've had good and bad. I've had good experiences and bad experiences. Yeah. I got a new one that I took advantage of. I might be ripped off.
What's that?
Did
you get a good deal? Did you get to spin the wheel three times?
No. This is a different.
Which float, bro?
This is a different. You got to give me some of those websites that sell shit.
Shine.
Shine, though. No. Sheen, there's another
Alibaba.
One.
Amazon.
Alibaba. What is your opinion of? I'm an idiot. I know I am. What is your opinion of Alibaba?
I think it's bulk, right? Don't you have to buy bulk?
I didn't for this particular item.
I've dipped my toe into Alibaba, and it feels to be not quite up to the Temu level.
No.
I feel like DHgate is the top.
Yeah.
And then Temu, and then Alibaba.
I'll let you know.
How about Shine? Where does Shine fit in?
Shine's just clothes. Shine is probably the top because it's clothes and it's
like Shine is cheap. The Cadillac of websites.
And then there's the sub website for the Mike O'Mara Show podcast, which is my personal place where I, you know, commiserate with my friends. It's called www.shitfromshinola.
.org.
We never got our health update on Josh. Can we?
You want a quick update?
Is it just brief?
Yeah, I can tell you real brief.
Okay, let me know.
I went to the doctors because for about a year now, I have been having trouble with red meat. And it has expanded to most meats, that when I eat meat, I get pain in my side and my back about 30 minutes after I eat. So I've been avoiding meat because of this.
Red meat like steak?
Well, I was
when I buy red
meat,
I get a pain in my wallet. Am I right?
Hey, bing.
I was avoiding red meat.
Yeah.
And then it turned into, well, I should avoid chicken as well. And now it's gotten to the point where I finally went and talked to the doctor about it. Mm-hmm. So I have to get
myself one time.
Sorry.
Jelly. So I got to get an ultrasound because they think I have gallstones.
Oh.
In my
gallbladder. Nothing more serious though, right?
Probably not. Now that might, once they do the ultrasound, it might lead to surgery, but that's where we stand real quick.
If you have the surgery,
that sucks.
May I have the stones?
Well, the surgery would be to remove the whole gallbladder.
Oh, I don't want that.
So you could have that.
No, I don't.
You are not normal. Okay, so you'll keep us posted.
Yeah, I'll
then?
Let you know.
You know what causes gallstones, Mike? Is people that jump into bed like Superman.
Mm-hmm. Hey, before we go to
stuff started when I joined this show.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Jacob said, "WTF, Robbie?
Yeah,
ew.
I just want the stones. That's all."
One last message for Clifford.
Yeah,
because I like to make everybody happy. Clifford, I'm not really happy lately. I'm really not a happy person. I'm not as happy as I should be. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that brings you some sort of peace. I really hope so. I really, really do. It's why I whine, and it's why
even if you're miserable, you're still happier than Clifford.
Thank you. We'll take a break. We come back. Do you have some Buffalo Vivio for us,
Mike,
today?
I've got stuff that is current and hot and exciting and happening, and a story about someone you know that you've never heard before.
Ooh, all right. Hello, everyone. I'm Johnny Cash.
Hello.
You know, summer's always hot, but this year it seems especially brutal. That's why you need Quince.
Oh, yeah.
Quince has been my go-to all summer long. The fabrics feel elevated. I fell into an elevated fabric. The fits are clean and everything just works. No need to overthink it. Quince has all the wardrobe staples for looking cool and keeping cool. Check it out. 100% European linen shorts and shirts from $34. And clean 100% Pima cotton. Tees with a softness that has to be felt to be believed. Mm-hmm. Their pants also hit the same balance. Relaxed and comfortable, but still polished enough to wear pretty much anywhere.
even on stage. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less than what you'd find with similar brands. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen. So you're getting premium materials without the markup. So get bent, middleman.
You know what that middleman is, Mike? He's a club bug.
Yeah, club bug. I picked up one of their linen shirts recently in black, and it's been on constant rotation. It's lightweight, feels good against your skin. June likes it, too. It's lightweight
June
and
Carter
breathable.
Cash.
Yes, she is. But still looks put together, and it didn't cost nearly as much as I thought. You got to see Rob in his linen pants.
I'd look great.
And Josh is quite dashing in his elegant Quince T-shirts. Bob's your uncle. Refresh your everyday with luxury that you'll actually use. Head to quince.com/TMOS for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/TMOS for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/TMOS. Sometimes when I do my Johnny Cash, kind of morphs into Elvis.
You know what? I think it's very accurate. I'm pleased that you stayed in character for the whole spot.
Thank you. Nicely done.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Let's
hey,
hit the
I like
thing.
That. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Let us start with this. We did not mention this gentleman today, and we got some love on his social media yesterday.
I'm Larry Pennington, and welcome to my thrifted home here in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. It is Monday, and we haven't even decided where we're going yet. And we were just on a podcast, a Mike O'Mara's show, which was fun. They had asked if we'd be on, and we were happy to do that. So that was neat. They had discovered us and had been watching my videos. So I am wearing my blue seersucker, which I like to wear as if it were a blue blazer.
Put together.
This is that
yeah.
wonderful shirt that I thrifted.
Yeah, you wore that when you were on the show.
White linen pants, my blue boat shoes, and my blue belt. And nice, we're wearing our little gold jewelry and our lapel pin.
Where's David
Lasher?
We
got to decide where we're going tonight. We'll have to figure it out. Let's see what Dave is wearing.
All right. You remember that we found out on the interview.
I think he's got
they
a
go
bear.
Out every night. Every night.
They,
go out.
They don't cook anymore.
He is wearing his blue check seersucker, blue pants, white shoes, white
what's
belt.
What's he got
shirt.
In his hand?
And look at this bear. Where did we get him?
It's a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Oh, isn't that sweet? Okay, Bob's your uncle.
We got to decide where we're going, but we'll discuss that later. Bob's your uncle. Have a wonderful day.
I think we gave him a little extra spring in his step, in my humble opinion, right?
I think a lot. I think he threw some listeners our way because I read the comments. A lot of people were into the fact that David talked on our show. And a lot of his people had never heard David talk before.
Isn't that? It's like Penn and Teller a little bit, right?
I love the fact that they didn't bring out the blue bear until they were wearing blue outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there it is. Fantastic.
Now, Mike, I promised you a story you'd never heard before. If I were to say to you the name Anastasios Karvalis, would it mean anything to you?
God, it sounds familiar. It does sound familiar, but I'm not sure what it is.
I'll give you a hint. He's an American businessman, but he was born in Athens, Greece. I'll give you the name again. Athanasios Karvalis.
Is he a sports team owner?
He is not, Mike. He is better known as Tom Carvel, and he turns 120 this very day, the late Tom Carvel.
Look at that.
And, you know, everyone talks about Cookie Puss and Thinny Thin and Fudgy the Whale, but I did a little research, and I found a Carvel character that I was not familiar with. This is more of a fall character, actually two of them. And not only is this a great spot, but also it shows some great television production at the end of it. Let's just enjoy.
Okay.
This clip.
Your participating Carvel ice cream dealer brings back Dumpy the Pumpkin. You remember him? He's cute. Now he's got a friend, Nutty the Ghost. Now, would you like to send Nutty the Ghost to a friend somewhere in the Northeast or in Florida? Please phone this toll-free number, and one of our Carvel stores will deliver. Now, here's another advertising expert who gets her 2 cents in.
Ice cream's better than our commercial.
All right. Now, here's tight programming.
Oh,
we'll
TV 38.
With the Lone Ranger in a moment.
Now, normally, after that, you'd throw it right to another commercial.
Sure.
Or a promo.
Yeah.
Or maybe even the show.
Cut to the show, guys.
This is TV 38, WSBK-TV, Boston.
Do you ever watch Channel 38?
Yeah, Red Sox used to be, they would send that signal down to Channel 22 in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Is that where they do the song, the Boston
yes.
Red Sox?
Yeah, take your shoes off, put your feet up, it's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox, Boston born and Boston Red Sox. Relax, 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 and be a Sox watcher.
I promised you a story you'd never heard before, Mike. Now,
don't be the pumpkin. Don't be the pumpkin made out of
you know,
shit.
Wait, I was going to say, that ghost, have you ever seen that many nuts in chocolate before?
Well, that'll kill someone today.
It will. It's bad for your gallstones.
Nuts, yes.
Mm-hmm. Athanasios Karvalis, as I said, was 120. He's 120 today, but he died October 21st, 1990.
Okay.
But in October 2009, it's a true story, Carvel's niece, Pamela Carvel, filed court papers to have Carvel's body exhumed and an autopsy performed, stating that she suspected he was drugged or suffocated by employees that Carvel suspected
of
embezzlement.
That's not funny. That is drugged and suffocated by employees?
Yeah, and I think it speaks well of the Carvel organization that they were able to keep this story quiet.
Did they find anything with the
It turns out her petition was denied, and she later became a fugitive from justice in a personal bankruptcy case. It was just a cash grab, Mike. She had been vying for control of his $67 million estate, which, in modern 2026 dollars, $105 million. That's a lot of nuts.
Well, what a nasty lady. That's terrible, you know?
And body remained undisturbed, and I think that's what's great.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's
Do you remember Sherry, who sold us pencils from a place over in the Far East?
Oh, the lady. Yeah, the lady that's in the factory floor talking about her pencils. Yeah.
She's not selling pencils anymore.
Really?
Now she's selling stuffed grape leaves.
Oh.
And she's launched a big campaign.
I'm Sherry. I'm back with my grape leaf products. Please give me 10 seconds to show you our stuffed grape leaves.
Oh, you.
The filling is mostly sticky rice with allies and spices. Every bit has a nice tone and a fresh purple flavor.
Mmm. Mm. What's that you say, Mike?
I don't know. That doesn't look like my cup of rice.
Did you say you wanted to see one more spot with her?
Yes, I'd love to see that. Absolutely,
this
please.
This is our grape leaves factory. Fresh grape leaves. Washing grape leaves. Stop the grape leaves. Pick out the grape leaves.
Yeah.
Cut the grape leaves. If you need the grape leaves, can I get a sherry?
Now.
And Rob's interview on her next week.
The thing that I find most fascinating here is this shot right here.
Fresh grape leaves.
The barrels of grape leaves that are just outside somewhere on a sidewalk. There's no way you're getting that diarrhea virus from those, is there?
Well, don't give any to Josh. You know,
his side will
hurt for the rest of the year. That'll be terrible.
I know, Mike, that we have time for just one more, and let's close with this. You've lived in Virginia. I live in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, have you ever lived in Virginia? But you've been Virginia adjacent, right?
I've been Virginia. I've avoided Virginia.
Okay. Good. Well, I think anyone will agree when I tell you this. Virginia has the best state flag.
Virginia's flag is the best state flag because it has a titty. There's a dead tyrant and a call to violence. And did I mention a titty? Oh, your flag has a bear. Oh, your flag has a star. Well, get a load of this titty. Virginia is for lovers, and I guess that's why our flag has a big old titty.
Yeah, now, what's amazing is I actually remember noticing the titty when I was in elementary school.
Did you get turned on?
Yeah. Yeah. I missed 4 weeks of class.
That's why you bought a house.
That is why I bought a house, Mike.
Wow. Hey, that was a good one. I enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed the show today, Clifford. We will be back tomorrow.
with a brand new episode. I really, really appreciate all the people that support us all the time on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe to our bonus content, okay? No, no, it's the end of the show. Shut up.
Congratulations, Mike. That's got to be a congratulatory call.
Damn it. Hi. Anyway, I was going to mention
is that Pamela Carvel calling you?
That's Pamela Carvel. Yes, sirree. Thank you very much. It's going to happen again. No, it didn't. We got to get out of here. I want to get out of here before I screw up again. For Josh Sirok and Rob Spivak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Bye.
Love you, Papa.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Gary Busey. Listen to this.
He was an overweight alcoholic who just happened to be one of the greatest pure passers in NFL history.
And remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.